This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
So a Republican candidate for Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner recently did not allow a journalism class into one of his news conferences. His handlers said that only credentialed journalists would be allowed in. And I believe I've heard the same thing about Pat Quinn, not an entire class like that, but perhaps an individual uncredentialed reporter shows up and that person is not allowed in. Part of this, I suppose, may be campaigns trying to prevent someone from coming in who's with the opposition and stirring things up a little bit. That's a reason to allow only credentialed press. But what do you two in particular think, since you teach journalism classes and might one day want to bring a class to some sort of news announcement? Do you think everyone in the class needs to be a credentialed journalist in order to get into something like that?
I'll go first. No, I don't think so. And I think we can talk later about what this is a symptom of a bigger problem, which is the kind of minimizing of student journalists. But I think in this instance, you may be right. It's not uncommon that at political rallies, political appearances, that the candidates and their handlers try to control the audience. You saw it. I mean, Obama does it on the presidential level. It happens all the time. You have to have tickets to get in. Anybody who's not of the right party, doesn't have a ticket, you know, et cetera, gets booted out. This kind of reminded me of that. On the other hand, I do think that it's showing it's indicative maybe of something a little bit more with this particular candidate, which is a trying to really control the message. And that, I mean, the fact that he rarely goes to Springfield, never holds press conferences, hardly. His message is tightly controlled. This is just another indication of that. You know, not that candidates don't all do that, but he seems to be even more trying to control that message.
Well, someone who has so much money and doesn't need to go out and necessarily meet and greet people and can just buy TV advertising time to get his message across, I think that's one of the dangers is just he has so much money. The big money in politics is what really is one of the factors that allows these candidates to really control the message, too.
Yeah, right. I think you're right.
It's all about controlling the message, and that's why they don't want student journalists in. But the thing is about student journalists, they are journalists.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to let them get in and get their training, and they shouldn't be turned away at the door when they show up to one of these political rallies. And as we've been talking about, it's not just Rauner necessarily. We're also talking about the Obama administration. That something that just came out by the AP. The AP DC bureau chief says that the Obama administration is less transparent than Bush.
Yeah, I saw
we've
that.
Talked
yeah.
about that before.
Yeah.
In a previous shop talk. It's politicians want to be able to control the message as they can, and part of that is controlling who comes in and takes the notes.
Sure.
Or even takes the photographs in the
right.
case of the Obama administration, as we discussed on Shop Talk a few months ago.
But I do think one thing that you said is important about student journalists. This is in many cases, they're not going to get very many opportunities in their 3-4 years that they're, you know, in college to cover things that are important. You made me think about a couple of years ago when Senator Obama announced he was running for president and then made an appearance in Springfield. We had 5 or 6 Western Courier students go to that event. That was a life-changing event for them. Several of them are in that, you know, are journalists today, working journalists. But it was one of those things that just reinforced for them, you know, what being a journalist is all about. And one of the few perks you get, you know, is to be at a history-making event like that. I know when I was a student, I saw Ted Kennedy speak in Berkeley, and you know, and I still remember the speech, the getting there. You know, those are experiences that the student journalist needs to have in order to have those learning experiences to understand what it is maybe they want to do as you know for a career.
And in a smaller setting, such as a news conference, rather than the, mm-hmm. the big announcement that Obama made. In 2007, I believe it was, In a news conference setting, it's perhaps a chance for them to ask some questions too. Mm-hmm. And I welcome that because the things they're interested in and might ask questions about might be different than something I would be asking about. And I think it's important to have them there to ask those type of questions that I might not think about.
Right, and we need those voices. I mean, the millennial generation is, people are always saying that, they don't read the news and they don't care. But when we have these journalists, up-and-coming journalists, there, ready to go, and you're turning them away at the door. I mean, we're not talking about 50 students in a classroom. We're talking about 12 students. How much room
in this case?
Yeah, in the case of this case we're talking about from Columbia College. I mean, there's really not a good reason here to turn away these students. And we need those voices in there asking those questions.
But I do also think, and we sort of touched on this, this also brings into that whole issue of not treating student journalists the same way. And I don't know, if you've had those experiences in television. They certainly have occurred periodically in at the Western Courier, which I advise. We even had a case recently where a visiting writer was a person was coming on campus and insisted on seeing a story written by the student journalist before it appeared. The student felt uncomfortable with that. It's also not the policy of almost any newspaper, but also the Western Courier, to show people the stories ahead of time. And so then the person asked that the story not run, and we didn't run the piece. Again, I don't know if they do that to a writer for the Sun-Times, The Voice even. There is kind of a, you're just a student journalist attitude sometimes among some people. They don't take them seriously. And like you say, they are journalists.
Right. And I've had people try to take advantage of my student journalists as well and not try to see the story beforehand, but tell them, you can't use what I just told you. Mm-hmm. Or maybe a day later say, what I told you yesterday, you can't put in the story. And we do put it in the story, and I let my reporter know to let them know that they talked to us knowing full and well that we were reporters, that we are going to put this in a broadcast. And they had the chance not to say it or tell us up front that there was information they were going to disclose to us that they don't want us to use. They could have done that, but they did not.
Sure.
So, in that case, I've had people try to take advantage of my student, and they actually almost fell for it until they came to me, and I said, no, that's not how we run.
Right.
The first hint that you're talking to a reporter might be that the TV camera
right.
and the microphone there.
Right.
All right. Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.